Hi, this is Mr. Williford from Joe Baca Middle School at Colon Joint Unified School District, and I'm with two very important people from our school district today. I have with me...
My name is Antonio Castro. I'm the manager of our district's mental health program.
And I'm Leslie Maldonado, clinical supervisor in the mental health program.
And they're here today. We're just going to hear today talk about mental awareness, basically mental health awareness in the school district and in education. And my first question for you guys is, why is mental health such a key thing right now in education?
Mental health is so important because many times we think about education and we kind of box it into just purely academics. But without that social and emotional support, without those social and emotional needs being met for a child, it's really, really difficult, you know, for kids to be successful in school. So ultimately, social and emotional is really important because it all fits into helping kids be the best version of who they can be.
That well-being emotionally will impact every other area of their functioning. So it's key because having a balance and a healthy mental health will promote growth and will promote success at every level.
That's great. So my next question for you guys is how as a school can we promote mental health and mental awareness so to make sure our kids are successful?
You know, I think first of all, it's just being aware of the resources that we have in place. We've done so much in the last 2-3 years for our school district, starting with the creation of this mental health program that is district-wide. So a part of it is just being aware that we have these resources available to our kids and spreading the good word. Much of what we do in our mental health program is prevention. And prevention is really about giving kids resources, giving them the resources they need so that they don't have to get to a point where they have a mental break or an emotional break. So just giving resources to kids and also giving kids permission. You know, one of the biggest challenges of mental health is stigma. Stigma attached to getting services, to getting mental health support. So helping with that stigma, making it okay and giving kids permission to get that support and by advertising, but by promoting the services that we have in place.
Yeah, my thought would be on keeping open mind and, you know, taking the stigma away and letting the kids know with our own awareness, our own understanding that this is not something to be scared of. It's something that can be discussed, even using the appropriate words like, you know, asking for suicide or asking for feelings that are negative and promoting that that's part of our lives and we need to talk about it openly.
That's great. That's great advice for all of our people out there. So the last thing I have for you guys is basically what message would you like to send out there to our staff here at Joe Baca and to the people out there?
That we're here to support you. You know that as much as this program, this mental health program that we have is obviously focused so much on our students, but in some ways it is also to kind of take that load off from teachers. You know, none of us, I think, went to school with the intent of being mental health professionals, and I'm talking about teachers right now. Having said that, we are here to support you, and please take care of yourself. If we cannot, you know, we have to practice what we preach. If we cannot take care of ourselves, it's so difficult to give to our kids that peace and tranquility that we don't have. So please, please take care of yourself. Do anything that you can on a day-to-day basis to just honor yourself, to take care of yourself emotionally, physically, and in all the different ways.
Yeah, just taking care of yourself is super important. If you're well, everything you do will transpire that wellness. Just taking minutes from each class to class, and when you walk out, when you take every step, just being present in every situation and every action that you take.
Well, I want to thank you guys both for taking the quick time out for meeting with me during the passing period. We'll look forward to you guys seeing some more presentations from you guys throughout the year. And thank you guys again for all your support with our mental awareness at our school site.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.